Before its launch on September 25th, 2007, over 1 million copies of Halo 3 had been pre-ordered. On the night of September 24th, gamers stood in line outside retail stores such as GameStop and Best Buy, where they were going to pick up their copies at midnight and be among the first to play one of the most anticipated games in history. Between 500,000 and 1 million people can be found playing Halo 3 online multiplayer, day or night. The typical players can be anything from squawking preteens shouting obscenities to a middle-aged hobbyist.
When you get told the storyline, it's like, there, you've seen it, you've done it, but then you go on to the online play, which basically is then not testing your skills against, you know, how great they've made the computer, so it's more of how much better, or how much harder can you try being better than the person you're playing.
Another factor is the level of customization Halo 3 allows. It adds longevity to the game. When you pay $60 for a game, you want to be able to play it for a long time.
The customization goes to where you can play your combat style into the game. If you were a sniper, you can still do your sniping aspect. If you're the guy in the vehicle, you can still do your vehicle aspects as far as like being in a tank. And so there, obviously, each gameplay style has its pros and cons. The physics engine, applying a way where you can play almost any kind of playstyle that you've enjoyed playing throughout any kind of first-person shooter, but especially any kind of Halo game.
Right, so what kind of playstyle do you have?
I am the one with the less accurate, but higher rate of fire. I hardly ever jump, because the way the physics engine works, if I jump, it's going to slow me down as far as my reactions, because I cannot change directions in a jump. I'll sit there, I'll maneuver from cover to cover as quickly as I can.
There are a number of different reasons why people play video games, from Halo 3 to World of Warcraft. Check back for further installments as I talk to more people and try to find out why they play.